Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today on our program, we visit an art exhibit by film director Tim Burton, play music by Vampire Weekend, and answer a question about religion in America. Tim Burton makes strange and creative movies. They are influenced by his love of old horror and science fiction films. Some of his most famous movies include Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands, Mars Attacks, and Corpse Bride. Visitors to New York City can see more of Tim Burton's artistic work at an exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art. Steve Ember tells us more.
Space creatures, body parts, deformed faces, and tragic yet funny stories. This is a good description of Tim Burton's creative style. He is best known for his dark and inventive movies, but he began his career as an artist. The Museum of Modern Art has gathered over 700 of Tim Burton's drawings, paintings, and other works. Tim Burton made several of the drawings when he was very young, growing up in Burbank, California. In high school, he won a local competition to design an advertisement for an anti-trash campaign. This was the first public recognition of his growing artistic skills. Later, he attended the California Institute of Arts. Then, he worked for Walt Disney Studios for 4 years. Visitors to the exhibit can see the many drawing books he made during this period. He explored facial expressions, body types, and stories, and they can see the development of his unmistakable artistic style that has a dark playfulness. One room is very dark. Special lighting makes a series of paintings on cloth glow in the dark. Another room is a long black-and-white tunnel. Television screens show Tim Burton's strange cartoon about a character called Stain Boy. Detailed drawings show how he created the characters in his films. These include the Red Queen from Alice in Wonderland, which opens in the United States this week. Several art critics say the drawings in the show are not nearly as interesting and skillful as Tim Burton's films, but visitors seem to think otherwise. Thousands of people a day have seen the exhibit, which is often sold out.
Our question this week comes from Indonesia. Shole wants to know which religions have the most followers in the United States, including Islam. America was established by people escaping religious oppression. It is a big country with a history of welcoming immigrants. As a result, the United States is a nation where many spiritual beliefs are represented. The United States has almost 309 million people. The Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life did a study in 2007 on major religious traditions in the United States. The researchers questioned more than 35,000 adults. It found that Christianity is the largest religion in the United States. About 78% of adults are Christians. Among those, about 51% are Protestants. Catholics are about 24% of the adult population. About 16% of Americans say they have no religion. This group has been growing faster than any of the religious groups in America over the past 20 years. The study found that Jews are less than 2% of the adult population of the United States. Buddhists are less than 1%. Muslims are also less than 1% of the population. However, the total number of Muslims in the population differs according to different groups. The Pew Research Center says there are 2.5 million Muslims in the United States. Other estimates are between 5 and 7 million Muslims. The study also found that more than one quarter of American adults have left the religion in which they were raised. They now follow another religion or no religion at all. What may be more important to most Americans than religion among their fellow citizens is a government free of it. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution reads, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof." The idea is to keep governmental powers independent from private religious beliefs.
In December, drinking hot chata, I'd look for Kartik in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, a pinch at your sandals.
Vampire Weekend writes smart songs that combine rock music with African-influenced rhythms. The band is well-educated, well-dressed, and well-spoken. Its second album, Contra, has become a huge success. Critics say the new songs take interesting risks and show a whole other side of the band. Shirley Griffith tells us more.
The energetic song, Run. It expresses a desire to escape everyday life. The four members of Vampire Weekend met while attending college at Columbia University in New York City. They first began playing as a band in 2006. They named their group Vampire Weekend after a film lead singer Ezra Koenig made while in school. Here is the song, Diplomat's Son.
It's not right, but it's now or never. In this highway, could I ever forgive myself? I'm gonna go to where I can, and then I'm
The name for Vampire Weekend's new album was partly influenced by a video game that was popular in the late 1980s. Ezra Koenig says that to his generation, Contra means one thing. But to his parents' generation, the word is a reminder of the counter-revolutionary movement in Nicaragua. Mr. Koenig said, "The group chose the name because its meaning suggests opposition and contrasts." We leave you with the playful sound of White Sky.
A nation business, a modern piece of glass work. Down on the corner that you walk each day in passing. The elderly sales clerk won't ask with suspicion. The whole of Motor Corporation giving it permission.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana Demange and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also post comments. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Click Contact Us at the bottom of our website. Or write to Mosaic at voanews.com. We may answer your question on our show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English. Imagining you open the ball upon the scene.